Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Super Bowl is all-encompassing. It's welcoming to every single fan. It doesn't matter who you root for. It doesn't matter how good, how bad your team is. If your squad is not involved, the Super Bowl is really for everyone. I mean, just think, Cowboys fans get to see Dallas in the Super Bowl. We know it's been 27 years since they got to see their team in the Super Bowl. At least Cowboys fans can watch this game and say, you know, I got to see Dallas in the Super Bowl. Get to know this man, by the way. Everybody's focusing on everybody else, but Dallas Goedert. And that's the guy that we're going to focus on for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part on this same game parlay. This is it. Like, this is it, the last game of the season. My Eagles are in there, Lofty's Eagles, a lot of our Eagles are in here. So we're going to go heavy on that side, but remind you, thumbs up, subscribe. We have some great opportunities here for you. Just because the NFL season is winding down doesn't mean that we're going to stop pumping out content. Hey, Dallas Goedert is going to be a key vehicle to the Eagles' success. First off, the Chiefs are horrific against the tight end position, and it's something that Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen, Jalen Hurts, it's something the Eagles' offense will target right away. I think you can look at it really two ways. One is the Chiefs attack the Eagles' offense like they did last week, or really with Ja'Marr Chase there as well with the Bengals, where you take one guy out and you allow other people to try and beat you. I think A.J. Brown is going to be such a focus of Steve Spagnuolo's defense, for better or worse, what have you. That's where A.J. Brown, I think, will suffer, which leaves two guys. It's going to leave Devontae Smith, and it's going to leave Dallas Goedert. Now, Smith has the ability to get downfield. Smith has the ability to do a bunch of different things, both quick and deep with the football. So does Dallas Goedert. The Eagles will run Dallas Goedert deep middle and try and get him involved, not just in the red zone. There will be a concerted effort. We use that term a lot when we're talking about volume or peppering or getting somebody the ball. I don't care what the ball or puck is, getting somebody the opportunity to score. Goedert, red zone, big plays, it's all going to be there. And I want to open up with a Dallas Goedert anytime touchdown. Now, this is going to go right into where you can imagine Goddard's receiving yards. And 54.5 is where we're going to add a little bit of value here. 55 receiving yards. Again, Goedert is going up against a defense that enjoys giving up receiving yards to the tight end position, doesn't have a quick fix or anything to that extent to slow Goedert down. So you're really looking here at a nice correlation, to which is Goddard's having himself a day. And we talked about that on the Anytime Touchdown, but I wanted to squeeze this in here as well because, yeah, they correlate. They make sense. We're still able to get plus 115. Look at the difference going over 44.5. You're getting nearly 100 points, or 68 points technically, 65 points or so different. I did the math quick in my head, but it's about 65 points difference. That's fine here. Absolutely fine here in that it's going to correlate. So even if you went a little higher, you're not going to get this major payday. Something else we're going to add, don't worry. But this is so far two of the three legs. We're going to supersize. We've got to bring that back. Here's how you do a DraftKings, though. It's such a simple thing. I want you to just bet $5 on the Philadelphia Eagles as a new member of DraftKings. So you're brand new. You haven't signed up before. Somebody in your house, whatever it may be, that's fine. That's cool. Somebody at your job, doesn't matter. Sign up, deposit $5 and only $5. There's a link below. You have to be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Live in a state where you can legally place a wager. As soon as you've signed up, 90 seconds out of your life, you place the $5 immediately on the Eagles. You don't have to wait for the Super Bowl to kick off. You don't have to wait for any of that. Do it now. As soon as you're watching this video, place that $5 wager, because $200 goes right back into your account. And that's how you can start off with a nice little bankroll here. All right, Goddard. We've loaded up on Goddard two times over. I think from a receiving standpoint, you can look at two other guys. And I mentioned Devontae Smith as one of them to target, but I think it's one or the other here. So what I'd like to do is actually add in Isaiah Pacheco, not at 20 plus, but at 10 plus. There's a little chalk there. I understand that. There's a little chalk. But at 10 plus, at plus 475 here, we've got a guy in Pacheco now who will be heavily targeted by Patrick Mahomes, either due to circumstance or game flow, either by will or by want, whatever it is. Pacheco will be targeted in the passing game, and he's a guy that you should definitely highlight here when it comes to Mahomes dumping off or simply getting the ball out fast. He's going to be a happy target, and I don't know about receptions per se, but I know that I can get 2 to 3 receptions and get over 10-plus yards, and that, I think, is definitely something that I want to bet. All right, that's your three-leg same game parlay. But I do want to add one more before we really start to supersize. I think it's just one interception, if I may. I think this is just one interception from Patrick Mahomes. That's the parlay, okay? If you want to just end everything right now and leave right now, I've got some other stuff to tell you about. But this is the parlay. Four-leg, same game parlay. Mahomes throws a pick. He hits Pacheco for 10-plus yards in the air. Dallas Goedert has himself a day. Anytime touchdown score over 54.5 receiving yards, that is at plus 800. I have one more that I'd really like to add here to supersize the hell out of this thing, if I may, please. But I have to tell you about the Discord. Just real quick on the Discord. Real quick on the Discord. You know, 50% off, that's half off your first week. Half off your first week. One of the things that we keep doing here on the Discord, I mean, I've got parlays. There's a link below. Ladders, building a ladder. We're hitting this early 10-point win token on DK. You can see here, hockey parlays. Got that for you. All happening on the Discord. Screenshots for days, you know. And I'm going to refresh this here for you to see. But one of the plays that we gave out on the Discord was January 11th. Christian McCaffrey to lead the playoffs in postseason rushing. That's it. You can see the early win tokens here. Just keep crushing. Live college basketball. Just keep crushing this. Screenshots for days. Or I told you the early win tokens were on fire in the month of February. On fire. I gave out Christian McCaffrey to lead the postseason in rushing yards. That was January 11th. Look, he can still do it. Kenny Gainwell is a little far behind at 160. So is Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders over 100 yards back. Point is that you can still cash this ticket technically, and that's all part of this Discord. ES Insider, half off your first week. I'm going to add one more play. It's aggressive, but I think there's an opportunity here. I really do think there's an opportunity here. Jalen Hurts, so much is made about him running the football, running. One of his throws is going to be to Dallas Goedert. I think he's going to hit two other guys in the air. You don't have to worry about rushing so much, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, all that. This is a passing night for Jalen Hurts. All's going to be talked about is legs. I think he does it with his arms. So that's the last one I'll add there for a supersize event. At plus 1,700. There's your same game parlay with a little supersize on top. Thumbs up, subscribe, DraftKings, Discord. Go Birds.